This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. This is Kathy at Escrow. We're supposed to close this week, but the buyers didn't arrive to sign loan documents. When I called their cell phone, it was answered by an agent from the FBI. Please call ASAP.
That is actually Kathy, but she's not an escrow officer. She was an assistant to Don Hawes and Bill Coker. And a great gal living up in the state of Washington. We exchanged emails recently. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, rental maven Ron Wolf, with his annual pilgrimage to Radio Real Estate, bringing us the Ten Commandments, new rental housing laws for 2025. Four segments, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. Now we'll do year to date in the first segment and tracking some pending listings. And before we jump in, I want to dedicate today's program to the memory of Erin Graffy. She has been a guest over the years, and her brother Neil has been a guest over the years. She was part of the Hardwired Landline Club. Mary Louise Days, Michael Redman, other historians seem to want to hold on to their landlines as well. And it was so shocking. I know she was battling cancer. My second guest, November 1998, was Jean Graffy, her mom. And she came on over the years and a few times, and then Erin and Neil. So I used to joke at the end of every program as I was closing out, which is a timed event, I would say, you know what, who was it? Jim was producing. You know what, Jim, I think it's been our best guest so far. I just said that every week as a joke. And she was there still, her mic was still alive, and she interrupted me, and she goes, what are you saying? No, what about my daughter, Erin? She was on. She's better than me. A typical mom. Great. Anyway, full of life, young, too young. So Erin Graffy will be missed. Okay, so back to business. First, the pendings that I'm keeping track of. Always told you about the number of pendings each week, but now tracking the median price of the said pendings. And what has it been? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 6 weeks, it's been higher. 2,250, 2,006, 2,009, 2,006, almost 2,006. Just over 2.8, and this week, just a hair under 2.8 million for the 53 pending listings. And that's why the year-to-date sales, median sales price, is 2.9 million, which is a huge jump from 2024's median price of 2.2 million, which I will say all year is misleading. It was 2,250 for about 10 weeks. And then it just dropped the last month. And so few sales. So I'm sticking to, and Mark Schneep reinforced and supported, that 2022, 2023, and 2024, the median price was really didn't move much. 2,212, 2,224, 2,200. But a few either way. 2023, I've told you, was 2,212, and then one sale moved it. So anyway, year to date, so we'll see what's happening weekly, see what that's going to keep up. The second 6 months of 2024, the median price was 2,150. The first 6 months of 2024, the median price was 2,275. Thankfully for sales, though, we ended up averaging 15.36 sales per week for 2024 versus 13.23 sales for 2023. That was rock bottom. So 15.36, still historically low, and hysterically low as well. So we'll see what happens with year-to-date. Did I do year-to-date? Oh, last year I did January only, but we're not through with January, so I'll try to remember to do that next week. I went down to back to 2015. But I think year-to-date so far for the week ending January 24th, 2025, and it straddled a couple of days of 2024. Looks like we have 43 sales, so 4 weeks, so that's low. Okay. Anything else on the stat range? We've got the year-to-date. Year-to-date sales, Oh, we do have a lot of information here. Let's see. I didn't do this last week. I had some numbers, for some reason back in 2021. There's these different categories. Sometimes, you know, if an agent is selling his own home, it's the owner is a licensee. So in 2024, there were 16 sales where the owner was a licensee. 2023, it was 23. 2022, it was 45. And 2021, it was 59. So jumping on the bandwagon, sell property. 2024, you have a category agent related to the principal. That also dropped to 7. From 2023, it was 14. 2022, it was 26. 2021, it was 20, agent related to the principal. Would you list your house with your son, your mother? Probate sales last year, 2024, 5. The year before that, 5. Then 8 and 12 probate sales in 2021. Trustee sales, 54 trustee sales in 2024, then prior year 56. In 2022, it was 100 trustee sales, and in 2021, only 16. What does that mean? I have no idea. Who knows? Who knows if people put in, they check the box, they don't check the box correctly? Do we know? Does anyone know what time it is, and does anyone care? As the man said, a man with one watch knows what time it is. A man with two watches is never sure. It sounds like the economist joke. You want an economist with one hand so he can't say, well, on the other hand. Okay, I think that's all the year-to-date stats. And I can tell you about a sale that sold on Santa Barbara Street. It was owned originally by James D. Loretto, who lived to 100 years old, whose father started Loretto Plaza, bought it back in the 30s as a lemon orchard, and was still within the family. And he lived there, and he passed away, and his son John D. Loretto gave me the listing. And it sold in February of 2020 for $1,940,000. And someone, oh, wait a second. It sold in July of 2018, I guess when I had it, $1,550,000. Then it was purchased, and the flip gone bad. It sold a year and a half later, whenever, February 2020, for $1,940,000. And, I mean, they really gutted it. But there was just a series of bad things that went on. And some things were done without permits and delays, and I don't know. And, of course, that was February of 2020. They missed the whole COVID bump. But the guy who bought it didn't, because it sold again January 10th of 2025 for $3,163,000. Twice what we sold it for as a fixer in 2018, and still way over the $1,940,000 when they bought it pre-COVID February 2020. February 21st, 2020. To 5 years later for $3,163,000. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with Rental Maven, Ron Wolf. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.